Well, this morning I thought I'd talk to you about pollination, which is the free service that is provided by insects that we all take for granted. Plants and insects have evolved together to develop an intricate relationship, and in order for most flowering plants to reproduce and to make seed and fruits, they need an insect, such as a bee, to transfer pollen from the male parts of a flower to a female. That's how pollination works. About 8 out of 10 plants in the UK rely on insect pollination in this way. So the plants rely on the insects to reproduce. Some of these plants are useful to us. We grow them for food. So about 90% of crop plants are insect pollinated. And these crops include strawberries, tomatoes, apples, cherries, pumpkins, but also some things that you might not think of as being insect pollinated, like cocoa and coffee. So without insects pollinating our crops, we wouldn't have any chocolate or the coffee that you've got in your hand there. In the UK, this free service is worth about £440 million per year to agriculture. And to replace it with hand pollination, so people going around with a paintbrush and tickling flowers, would cost about £1,500 million per year. So it's an incredible economic asset, as well as being important to our survival and to provide us with food. Most of this pollination is not done by honeybees, by domestic honeybees, but it's done by wild pollinators. Bumblebees, solitary bees, butterflies, flies and beetles provide about 90% of the pollination services. And you'd think, because they're so important, they're providing us with food and wealth, we'd really look after our wild pollinators, wouldn't you? But, unfortunately, we don't. Around 250 species of our UK pollinators are under threat of extinction. Six of our bumblebee species are at risk, and two-thirds of our moths are in decline. So they're providing this incredible service, and we're really neglecting them. And the reason why they're declining is the loss of wildflowers in our countryside. That's the main thing. Since the Second World War, we've lost 3 million hectares of wildflower grasslands. We've got about 100,000 hectares left nationally. So that's an incredible loss. We've lost all those wildflowers. That's what supports our pollinators, and that's why they've declined. So at Bug Life, we're looking to try and increase the amount of wildflowers in our countryside. And one of the ways we're doing this is right here in Plymouth, we have a project called Plymouth's Buzzing, which is all about turning parks and green spaces into wildflower meadows. So we can bring the countryside into the city, but we can also support our local populations of bees and butterflies and hoverflies. And as we say at Bug Life, they're the small things that run the world. We really need to love our bugs.